Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Afternoon show on WIP with Ike, Spike, and Fritzy over there. They call him Jackie Baseball. Mm-hmm. And they do that because he likes baseball.
Really?
Almost every day we do the Jackie Baseball report.
Some say stick to baseball.
Some do.
That's when you know you get them, though.
Yes.
That's how you know you're spitting.
Yep. Spitting. Let's do the Jackie Baseball report.
It's time for the Jackie Baseball report. Hey, Jackie Baseball.
So we got some news actually here from Rob Thompson. So Chris Sanchez is starting tonight.
Yeah.
He's obviously kind of struggled his last two starts.
Yeah.
Funny, ever since he started throwing a little bit harder, he's lost his command a little bit. Changeups, lost the arm slot. I'm sure you could break that down another time. But Spencer Turnbull officially pitching in relief of Chris Sanchez tonight.
Really?
So I think this is what they're talking about. They want to piggyback him. And a reason why I do like this is that it does keep Turnbull stretched out. So like if Taiwan struggles, if Chris Sanchez struggles, he's not pigeonholed into being like a one-inning guy to where it'll be harder for him to stretch back out to being a five-inning pitcher.
And by the way, it gives them a reason to look at Sanchez and say, all right, you just finished the fourth inning. You don't have it today. We have a guy who can go three or four innings in relief of you that we feel good about.
Yeah, and this is what they did a lot last year with him too, and they helped kind of manage his innings that way. The only part that's interesting about Chris Sanchez is that the third time through is actually when he's at his best traditionally, so that they get him out when he's kind of figuring it out. So Turnbull is expected to pitch three innings tonight. They found his new role. He will not be in the rotation. But they're kind of keeping him stretched out just in case. It's almost like a hedge in a way.
He'll be.
Yeah, how you feel about that?
I've come to grips with it. It's hard for me to understand a guy that has a 1-6 getting taken out of the rotation, but they're also paying Taiwan Walker $54 million the next 3 years.
But you know what? I understand why they're doing it. But they're paying Taiwan Walker $54 million whether he starts or he doesn't. That money's
lit on fire regardless.
Or spent, you know.
Well, yeah, but if you were to run paying it, you want some return on your investment.
Yeah.
I think it's as much about showing that he has value than anything else. I hope.
And I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that's a good thing.
Especially, like, they are 25-11. You know, it's not like he's costing them games.
Yeah, he isn't costing them games. Yeah.
No, yeah. And when you just look at his stats, that's the other thing is, who knows how much teams are actually watching the players when they trade for him. To be quite honest with you, when you look at his stats, he's got a bunch of strikeouts. He's pitching six innings every
time. By the way, they're 23-10 in his starts as a Philly.
I don't care.
What? That matters.
All they do is win when he's out there. Now, it counts for Schwarber when we bring up the record. It does not count for Taiwan.
See, so here's the thing. Here's the thing, Spike. And I'm not telling you Taiwan Walker's a great pitcher. What I am saying is, though, if he's not costing you games, I guess what's being held against him is that he's not pitching to the level of what his contract says he should be pitching. It's like, is that the thing that gets everybody?
For me, it's vibes. He's just a bad vibes guy. A bad vibes guy, and eye test. I feel like people are smacking him around the. But yeah,
how do they win most of his games?
Yeah, I don't know.
They have to work that day. They know they have to. On Wheeler days, they don't always have to work. They got to work on Taiwan days.
Right. But does it not say something that they don't find it to be deflating when he's on the mound? They don't assume it's an automatic loss?
Sure.
When you say they have to work that day, they must feel the need to go out and support him and want to do it.
Sure.
It's not like they just take the day off.
No, and I think
they hate him.
I think it would hurt Rob Thompson's status in the locker room too. Like if they sat Taiwan. Like he's a guy that is a loyal manager. He's loyal sometimes to a fault. Sometimes believe that.
Sure, and maybe
this ain't Topper, and you know this ain't Topper.
I would agree. Yeah, it's probably not Topper.
This is not Topper.
Yeah. By the way, not to ruin the image of Taiwan Walker for a lot of people, but I noticed this his last start.
What?
He walks like Doc Rivers. Like, I've never seen a guy that's 31 years old.
Now I got to watch this the next time.
Dude,
he
walks so tight.
Jack said it to me the other day, and I immediately, when I saw him walk off the mound, I said, he does walk like Doc Rivers.
Like a 60-year-old NBA player.
Yeah.
It's not a great sign.
Like, he's got two bad hips.
Yeah. We got 3 more years of this guy.
For now.
Maybe you do.
For now.
Yeah. What else?
A lot of talk. And they've been starting to ask, this question after games. Are the Phillies peaking too early?
Oh, my goodness. This might be the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I mean, for a town who we literally go ballistic when they get off the slow starts, and we hate to be told, be patient, you know, it's early in the season. Fans don't want to hear that. Now we're peaking too early because we're good?
We don't handle being good
very
well.
What are we talking about?
Normally I'd be scared of it, but when I watch them, I don't feel like they're even in a groove, especially offensively. So if they were hitting the crap out of the ball for the first 2 months of the year, I actually might be nervous that they're peaking too early. But they're not really. Bohm is and Trey Turner is, but overall, they're not. I think the only thing that makes me a little nervous is the starting pitching has been so good, I don't want them to convince themselves. I think they need one more bat in the back half of the lineup. And I just don't want them to convince themselves they don't need it at the deadline. I think they need one more bat. So that's the only thing that worries me, is that they're winning too much. Was that what team?
Winning too much.
Yeah, well, there was a Phillies team that sort of reminded me of that. Was it the Hunter Pence team?
Yeah,
the 2011 team.
Yeah, they won 102.
They ran away and hid, and then they couldn't get it.
They're not going to do this year.
Yeah,
because the Braves are still there.
Yes,
they couldn't get it up for the Cardinals series.
You did that on purpose.
I did it on purpose because I could see it in Mike's eyes.
Yeah,
I could see. But the thing is, we haven't experienced this in 10 years.
Yeah,
and there's this fear of getting it all out in the regular season and then not being able to restart.
I know it's out there, and I hate it. I swear I do. I swear I hate it. Baseball is far too long of a season for you not to enjoy it. This is a time where you should be enjoying this baseball team. What would you rather they be losing these games? What do you want them to be 18 and 17 right now? You'd be happier there saying, oh, yeah, don't worry. When August comes around here, we'll pick up the pace. We'll run away then. We'll be a good team. No, I like where they are right now, and I'm tired of looking on social media because it's almost like we have to find something to be concerned with. This is why I went ballistic last year during the Eagle season, because when they were 5-0, 6-0, everybody's nitpicking everything. And I don't want to hear that, yeah, I turned out to be right. So what? You turned out to be right. What am I supposed to do? Not enjoy the season because I'm worried about the ending of the season? We wait far too long and if this wasn't a city that haggled over every offseason acquisition, we want offseason moves, free agent moves. What's the purpose of wanting all that when all we need to do is worry about what happens the last third of the season? Don't worry about what happens early in the season. Who cares?
Remember, it was Jack telling you to relax. He didn't even care about the regular season.
I know. And now he does it with the Phillies. I understand him. This is a defense mechanism for him.
Yeah. No, I feel like Jason Peters, dude.
Yeah. like, what does that mean?
Well, I got to protect him. You know, because I could sense the expectations.
He doesn't want people's expectations to get too high. Mm-hmm.
When you said Jason Peters, I thought you meant you didn't practice, which also would have.
Yeah, I didn't know what the hell he meant when he said that.
Or take more money to go to a different position.
Yeah.
No, this baseball team is good. and they're rolling. I don't see how this – now, injuries can always happen, and that can deter you or have your season turn on you in a flash. But as a fan, I just – if I'm going to watch baseball every day like we watch this baseball team –
Mm-hmm. You want them to win.
I want them to win.
Yeah. I know.
I want them to win.
I like how they responded to the Trey injury too. When Carson went down in 17, we all know we all need. It's not the same thing because Trey's not done for the year. But they did this with Bryce when Bryce went out and he broke his hand a couple years ago. They had they were 10 games over 500 with him out. So I like how they're talking after the Turner injury. How they played.
I totally agree with you. And what you're getting, and I think it was JT yesterday who said it. They are having fun. You think they enjoyed the last 2 years the way the season started off? 2 years ago, it got the manager fired. They hated him. That led to a World Series. Last year, high expectations. They get off to a slow start. World Baseball Classic, everything. It wasn't enjoyable. We got Trey. We got to do standing ovations for him. They're enjoying coming to the ballpark and playing every day and having a team that does not give up. They're winning. It makes for fun baseball. It means to me you're in every game. You're in every game. Of course, I don't want them to do what the Braves and the Mets have done the last 2 years. Of course not. If you're telling me that's the automatic result, is that we're going to lose in the first round, then yeah, I tell you, yeah, let's not peak too soon. But that isn't the automatic result.
No. You can be a good team in the regular season and also win in the playoffs.
Yes.
It's certainly
possible. I just felt like I needed to get that off my chest. I just see, first of all, him with his nervous Nelly and scaredness in there. He likes to put that out over the air.
And because people, again, they think that I portray all positive,
terrified.
Every day I wake up waiting for this guy.
He doesn't want them to blow this whole thing here.
Not at all, dude. That would not be good for the brand, Spike.
They've won six in a row. Did you run 6 miles?
So I didn't. I didn't. But I promised myself that I'll run 7 if they win tomorrow.
All right.
No, it's bad.
You should run 13.
Wow.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Okay. I'm not running the Broad Street run before the show.
The Twitter question of the day brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mother's Day is Sunday. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Gifts for every budget online at marks-jewelers.com. How would you grade how Spike Eskin did on the Howie Roseman interview?
I gave you an A.
So 16% of the listeners gave us an A.
Okay.
Look, if I'm paying it positively, if we combine A and B, that's 40% right there.
That is positive. That's what you got to do.
C is 18%.
Okay.
Unfortunately, 42% gave me a D.
Yeah. It's not good.
No. I didn't give F as an option.
Thank God. Thank you. I thought I did fine, to be quite honest with you. Colin in Limerick, do you think the Eagles roster is better now or the end of last season?
It is tough, but I would say now. Reason being is I think Howie did very good in the draft, and I also look at the signings he did. I mean, but Barkley, first of all, but then to lock up Dickerson and then our wide receivers for until 28. I mean, that's what makes a difference to me. I know Fletcher Cox and Jason Kelce being gone it's a huge hit. I mean, those guys, particularly Kelce, there is no replacing him. Hassan Reddick, I was sort of out on him during training camp when he took the bait from that turd Jeff McClain asking him about his contract. Mm-hmm. And then sort of, who was it? Sweat was insinuating that there was someone on the team looking out for his numbers and not doing the whole team thing. So I think for this year and the future that they are in a better position.
I think in the future, for sure. I would agree with you on that one. For this year, we'll wait and see. The top three picks all look interesting, especially the top two, but they're all coming from Toledo, Iowa, and Houston Christian. So,
well, first of all, Iowa's in a Power Five conference.
Sure.
It's the Big Ten, arguably the best conference in all of football, defending national champions. Just saying.
It's true.
With Mitchell from Toledo?
Yeah.
I felt the same way because I wanted not Kool-Aid, but the other dude from Alabama.
Tarion Arnold. Tarion.
Yes. But, you know, there's guys that's their job. Like, my job, I am very good at. That's what I do. But so
how
I
do we know that?
Well, yeah, yeah.
What's your job?
I sell fence and I'm also mad at it.
Oh, okay.
Well, okay. It is just, well, I mean, it's selling fence. Doesn't the fence kind of sell itself?
Yeah, that's what Tommy Conwell told
me. I got some Riz, baby. I can sell that stuff.
What? Well, you're selling, selling fence to ladies on the street? Just charming them? What's your, what's the morning show side question of the day? Favorite rant, fiction or nonfiction? What's your favorite rant?
I greased last Friday, so I absolutely loved it because I was frustrated with the Sixers as well. Him talking about Embiid, and he started to get more pissed and more pissed. And I'm sitting in my car going, "Yes, let the hate flow through you. The hate makes you stronger." Ike. Yes,
that was not hate.
I loved it. I loved it. Thank you, Ike. And it's nice to talk to you guys again. I've been gone for a bit. It's Spike. I'm happy to meet you. I'll talk to you guys again soon. Have a good day.
All right, thanks, Colin. Right, it took long enough. It took 2 hours and 15 minutes to get
Ike. I started nominated earlier. Thought one of you would do it. So you guys aren't team players.
You were yelling at me.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
yeah, I'm not going to nominate you for that. Kidding me? Kidding me?
That wasn't me mad at Embiid, per se.
You hate the Sixers.
Yeah. Yep.
Hate Maxey. He hates Maxey.
Well, that's the funny thing, right, about the rant. I think it got lost in translation as to actually who I was angry at and what I was angry about for some people.
Yeah, you're angry at the fans.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if people realize that.
No. Well, so you're yelling and screaming in the middle of it. You're like, look, Embiid did as good as he could, and Maxey was great. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
What is he?
Yeah, it wasn't about Embiid and Maxey.
This rant is a trick. He's just yelling at all of us.
Yes.
Mad Mike, you're on WIP.
Hey, everybody. It's been a while. How are we doing today?
What's up, man?
Well, well, well. It has been a while. It has been a while.
I've just been, you know, enjoying the Sixers do Sixers things. And I actually wanted to call in about that nerd, Howie Roseman, dropping an F-bomb during the draft to try and prove he's a tough football guy. Like, what a nerd. Like,
when did he drop an F-bomb? I didn't hear an F-bomb get dropped.
There was multiple F-bombs. There was multiple.
And he when he called Cooper DeGene, "You're an effing Eagle." Great. Thanks, Howie. You're a real tough guy. We all believe it now. There's no
they did call him Big Pimpin', though, Mad Mike. They called him Big Pimpin'.
No, he did. Oh, my goodness. And the third-round pick, what a joke. What an absolute joke. This team is worse off than it was before. And, you know, just and that guy from the podcast was definitely talking about Howie Roseman.
Oh,
no.
Kenny Gainwell. Yeah. God, yeah. Howie Roseman.
Yeah, I don't know. It's always Howie's fault. So somehow Kenny Duff is what he's talking
you
about.
You got to admit he had a pretty good draft, Mike. Come on.
No, I don't think so. You got a guy from Toledo. You got a loser from the third round. And you got a white defensive back. Congratulations. That all sounds like aces to me.
Well, listen, first of all, don't hate just because you can't see the vision like we can see the vision.
Well,
Cooper DeGene is going to be a lockdown corner out there.
And so have you. So we're aware, I've been right all along about that fraud Embiid, and now he's going to go play in the Olympics and try and get a gold medal. I'm rooting against the United States in this Olympics.
Why?
Because I don't want anything for Embiid. I don't want him to win anything. So I hope the USA loses like they did all those years ago.
You're going to get yourself on a watch list, buddy. You're going to get yourself on an FBI watch list cheering against
them. I'm probably there already.
The old US of A.
And so, and my favorite rant is from the movie The 25th Hour when Edward Norton is yelling at all the different groups in the New York. I don't know if you remember that movie, but
he just has
a freak out about like everybody in New York.
Who's the other guy in there? Philip Seymour Hoffman, right?
May he rest in peace.
Right, Mad Mike? I think he's in there, right? Yep, he's in there. Yep. Rosario Dawson. Yep. Good movie. Yes, sir.
But,
good movie.
But that rant where he's in the bar bathroom freaking out about every group you come across in New York was fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, appreciate the call, Mike.
All right, have a great day.
So I've heard a lot about Mad Mike, but I never – that's my
first – your first time speaking to Mad Mike?
First Mad Mike call. Wow.
Would you say it was inspiring?
It was fine. Now, hoping the United States doesn't win the Olympic gold is a little –
Oh, believe me, he wants somebody that wants nothing but misery. That's him. Yeah, he wants nothing but losing for all of us.
You gotta love America.
Well, I love America, but I kind of agree with them.
Oh, my God.
It would annoy me. I'm just letting you know. It would annoy me as a Sixers fan to see him go win Olympic gold, probably be very happy, and then come back here and lose in the second round again.
Yeah, but when players
it go... You wouldn't be annoyed?
No.
Why?
When players go win Olympic gold and play with other winners, it helps them become winners.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Melo didn't win squat, and he's like the greatest Olympic player of all time.
Andre,
Embiid is going to be Melo.
We're right on the trend. I mean, nah. Yeah. He's better than Melo. But
I mean, Melo did kind of take the whole Olympic experience too. Like, he made it a career.
Yeah, for sure.
Olympic Melo.
He couldn't win anywhere else.
Yeah, but he's one guy.
Yeah, but you're bringing up Iguodala. Well, who cares?
Yeah, who cares about
Iguodala? He's a Finals MVP. I'd take MVP.
Yeah, he's like the sixth best player on that Warriors team. Like,
if that.
Embiid has to be the best player. It's going to bother me when they win gold, and it's going to be celebrated.
You are a disgrace.
They win gold.
They're going to win gold. If they don't, I mean.
When they got a bunch of old guys on the team.
Could be the 04 Olympic team all over again.
Anthony Edwards is not on the team, right?
I don't know.
I don't think it's LeBron and them, right? It's LeBron, mm-hmm. KD, yep. Steph. It's all the old heads. They even put Kawhi Leonard's on the team? Seriously?
For now. If he plays.
I mean.
They got to let Maxie seriously? On. We're get Maxie on the Olympic team.
Yeah, Maxie. He's a young guy, but he hasn't done it.
I just can't get over. You can't root against America in the Olympics.
Yeah, that's nonsense.
It's not nonsense.
Commie Jack over there. That's
also, although I'll be. I'll listen.
And now we're so proud of the gold medals, and they're like -2,000 favorites.
I'm locked in on the women's 4x4 relay and the women's 100. Sha'Carri Richardson and the women's relay team. Whew. That's who's bringing gold home for us.
Okay.
No? What, the Jamaicans have won?
I hope we win. We had American person win the Broad Street run for the first time in 30 years.
Yes.
Cherry Hill, I think.
Yeah, it was. My neck of wood.
Speaking of Embiid and the Sixers, Daryl Morey said something during his press availability yesterday that will surely drive Ike insane, drive Jack insane, and that, shocker, I'll agree with. We will play that for you next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Talk a lot of Eagles today. We had Howie Roseman on at 2:30. If you missed it, you can hear the entire thing on the app, on the Odyssey app. Just use Rewind, go back to 2:30, or check us out in the podcast version of the show. Should be noted that the interview did start with me addressing him as Big Pimpin', which he did not seem to love. Hopefully we get Howie on again. I won't call him Big Pimpin'.
What's up, Big Pimpin'?
I didn't sound as cool when Jalen Hunt did it. Yeah. I was doing it with that grin the whole time. He could hear that I was grinning, which I'm sure didn't make it any better. So another general manager in town. Well, actually, Elton's a general manager. Daryl Morey, president of basketball operations.
Way to be accurate. Thank you.
Yep. He spoke yesterday, season-ending press conference, did say that Philadelphia deserves a championship. I thought generally his answers were...
What a big answer by Daryl.
You know, I thought Daryl usually looks a little disheveled in the pressers. I didn't feel like he looked like that yesterday. He seemed like he...
Well, he wasn't as out of breath.
Yeah, no, he wasn't out of breath at all. He did say this about the good old ability versus availability debate.
It's never about, like, can this win? It's like, what is the best chance to win? The alternative to that would be a worse team that's always healthy. And I'll take the better team that you have to manage your way into the playoffs than the worst team that's always available.
Well, how much worse is that team that's always available? Slightly worse than the other team?
Well, that's the entire trick with that entire debate.
Yes.
Yes, we would all love the great player that is always available.
Yeah.
But I do tend to agree with him, though it is frustrating, that if you were to give me the choice between the better player who is always available, I don't know. But yeah, what if he's only 5% better? I don't know.
Well, you know, if you're talking about a roster, right? If we're looking at...
Everybody's thinking about the Knicks.
Yeah, we're thinking about the Knicks, and we're thinking about us. So would you rather have the Knicks roster or the Sixers roster?
I would still rather have the Sixers roster.
Yeah, I think deep down I would too.
Well,
I think...
And at this point, by the way, we don't even really have a roster. We have two players.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just more or less looking at what the Sixers had going into that series versus, because they certainly on paper had the more talented roster. But the Knicks, even though they lost a couple players, I mean, they lost Julius Randle too. And,
which might
McDonough,
make them better.
Bogdanović,
yep.
Yep, he wasn't there. Yeah, it's... I mean, it's a great answer about Morey because there's nothing tangible there right now that you're comparing it against. And I understand this theory. He's saying, give me the better players and I'll manage my way through that versus having a bunch of scrappy guys who aren't as good.
Well, Tobias Harris played every frigging game.
That's a good point.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Would you rather have him?
And the truth is that his best player is going to play 55 or 60 games, and that's what he has to deal with. And I think essentially what he is saying is, yes, I'm okay with this.
Yeah.
You know, this is not perfect. I wish he was always healthy, but he's not. But this still gives us our best chance, you know?
Yeah. I wonder if it does.
Well, yeah. So I'm trying to think of a player who's like the 11th best player in basketball who's always available compared to Embiid, who's not.
We'll take a Jalen Brunson.
Yeah.
He's 10 to 15.
Yeah, and I still think if you gave me one or the other, I'd rather have Embiid. Jalen Brunson's an MRFer, right? Mm-hmm. He is an absolute dog, 100%. I'm still going to take a player who's going to dominate both sides of the court, who is 7'2", over a small guard. I still am.
How about... So I'm looking at these.
Like there's like Devin Booker's.
Devin Booker.
Those are the guys in that range.
Jimmy Butler.
Now he plays 50 games though. So he doesn't.
But he's a lesser player.
Yes, he's a lesser player, but he's also not always available.
It's true.
Brunson's always available. Butler is not.
Right, okay.
So I'm just trying to think of players in that range who are always available. And I still think taking your chances on your guy happening to being healthy at the right time is still probably the best way.
Even though the results say differently.
Well, I don't know if the results say differently.
Well, we're home.
Sure, but if you go back over the last... Everybody brings up the Pistons. Take the Rip Hamilton, Rasheed Wallace Pistons, put them aside.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to find teams that do not have one of the five best players in basketball that won the championship is a tough thing. It's a tough putt finding that. You know, so if you have one of the five best players in basketball and he's hurt a lot, I still think that gives you a better shot than trying to win with your best player being the 12th best player in basketball.
I don't know if I agree with that anymore.
What about you, Jack?
I don't know. Like, I think there's the thing that's changed now is there's more continuity, it seems like, on these teams. And my problem with that answer is that it seems like he doesn't value continuity.
He doesn't.
The way that I think that it matters in today's NBA.
Yeah. I'm not as big on the continuity thing. I understand it's important. It's just so in our situation, I think we've squandered that time. that window when we had a chance to build with Embiid, Ben Simmons, Markel Fultz. Like, we squandered that. I'm just saying it happened. Like,
that's not Morey. That's not Morey. The situation I'm just saying, that he's
in. Like, we had an opportunity to let guys grow together and play together. But as Embiid has gotten older and you're trying to figure out ways to play around a big man and have complementary parts that actually fit, I think Daryl Morey's mindset is correct in trying to win now and win with what you have, because unless you're starting over with Tyrese Maxey, or how are you building a team with continuity?
Or the benefit of consistency is like, okay, let's re-sign Tobias.
And nobody wants to do that.
And by the way, that's the most consistent part of the team over the last 5 years is Joel and Tobias.
Yes.
So
Toby's coming back?
Toby ain't coming back.
Morey did throw out there that it's a possibility.
He said a lot of things. So I will take ability over availability any day of the week.
You'll take ability over availability.
You?
I gotta go with availability.
I'll take availability.
I gotta go with availability. Here's why, Spike. Because we've had ability and it hasn't gotten us anywhere. And we've seen lesser teams beat us with ability. Like, we have the ability. We've had the best player, but we've seen lesser teams beat us.
Yeah. I'm still taking my chance with him. I'm an idiot. No.
Well, we'll hold on to that.
Yeah. As soon as I said it, I knew what was happening there. 215-592-9494. Eagles roster better at the end of last year right now. Yoshi in Brewery Town. What up, Yosh?
My man Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. Hey, Spike, you know Jack queuing up that I'm an idiot, right?
I know. As soon as I said it. I'll probably hear it 3 times before 6 o'clock.
What up, Yosh?
Yeah, I agree. What up, Big Ike? Hey, man, and y'all need to stop talking that blasphemous talk, talking about re-signing Tobias. Don't do that. Don't talk like that today. Let's leave it alone.
We're all blaming Ike if that happens.
You said it first. You said it first, and I tailed in. He jumped right on the wagon when you said it. You said, we signed Tobias, and I said, we signed Tobias? So come on now. Let's get it right. Don't do that. Hey, man, what's that? Hey, and Spike, I think you did a pretty good job. And I don't think Howie took it wrong. I mean, he laughed with it. He said, you know how we roll.
Yeah, he did.
You took it bad. You did all right, brother. You did all right. I think the Eagles are sitting in a pretty good spot, man. If you take what's on paper and it turns into positivity, it's going to be poetry this season. 3 P's, baby. You like that, Ike? I just made it up.
I do.
We're going to be all right, man. We're going to be all right this season. I mean, the draft, we didn't reach in the draft. The only person in free agency I think we really wanted that we didn't get was, what, McKinley? We got some solid pieces, what's name, in the offseason. And I just think, this is a team destined this year for some cohesion to start coming about compared to last year. And I love to say what's name, let's look at history. When the Eagles are talked about and looked down at and don't think everything going to be all good the next year, we usually turn out all right. History says so, right, Ike?
Yep.
Come on now.
Yep.
Say we're going to be all right, what's name, next year, man. I ain't worried about nothing. And like I was telling Jack before I got on the phone, 30 years ago was when we started out with our best winning record, what's the name, and with the Phillies, and Jack turned 30 this year. Last year he had to stand in ovation. This year he turned 30, and 30, what's the name, years later, we doing better than we did 30 years before. Come on now, let's get it right. And my rant is Jordan Belfort, Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, man, that's
I'm
a good
not
one.
Leaving.
The greed rant.
That's a good
I'm
one.
Not leaving. Let me stop because he said a lot of stuff after that. Love y'all cats, baby.
All right. I think I'm the only one here who likes The Wolf of Wall Street, right?
I like that movie. It's long.
Yeah, it is long. I thought
didn't live up to the hype.
You said you liked the original one better, right?
Well,
so I was thinking Wall Street.
Wall Street's the good one.
Yeah.
The Wolf of Wall Street, nah.
Yeah. I love it. I love Leo, man. Love it. Real quick, before you go back to the phones, I asked earlier about the Eagle signing, free agents.
Actually, hold that.
Go
one
ahead.
Second. Just hold it 1 second. So I was getting hell yesterday from OG Wade about not having my dog treats for Rebel running out. And then I got home and I was getting tweets. Why don't you have the treats for your dog? Why don't you have the treats for your
dog? You're a bad guy.
Everybody relax. His favorite chicken, they're dried chicken strips. I get them at Dogs and Cats Rule. I'm going to the Princeton store tomorrow. Look, there's only one pet store that you need. Simply the best products and the very best staff. That is the important part of Dogs and Cats Rule. They can ask or answer all of your questions. You have questions about food for your dog or your cat. You look online. It's confusing. There's all different answers everywhere. You go to one of those big box stores. They don't have any answers. Mm-hmm. Dogs and Cats Rule. They really care about you. They care about your pet. And they have the answers you need to help you. Cutting edge when it comes to true pet nutrition, which I will find out about tomorrow. They got treats. They got toys. They got chews. They got supplements. They have those Phillies jerseys, officially licensed gear for your dog. Tomorrow I'm going to find out about, we haven't given Rebel this yet, but the fresh diets, raw, gently cooked, freeze-dried, all that stuff. 7 locations, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, Bluebell, and Pennington and Princeton, New Jersey. And the lead dog, George Perrini, started Dogs and Cats Rule. He makes sure that they have the best products and the best staff. Dogsandcatsrule.pet for more information. Shop small, shop local, shop family. You were saying?
I was saying about the free agents that the Eagles signed. They're not getting as much praise for what they did free agency because the names, I don't think, are as big and they don't pop off the screen at you. But let me just throw this out in perspective. I'm looking at defensive players that signed this offseason and the contracts that they got. Well, the Eagles signed, according to SpotTrack, Bryce Huff to a 3-year, $51 million deal. That is the fifth highest defensive salary that was given out this offseason. Fifth highest. Couple guys that was in front of him, Christian Wilkerson, Jonathan Greenert, Xavier McKinney, and Leonard Williams. Brian Burns was traded for. He was not a free agent.
That's right. Carolina, right?
Yep. Yeah. From Carolina to New York. So you would have had to give up draft picks plus $100 million guaranteed. Eagles wasn't doing that for Brian Burns. I don't know how great of a difference there is between he and Bryce Huff. We're going to find out about that. I just say that to say at 3 years, $51 million, $17 million a year, they got a decent price there. Xavier McKinney, we know about him from the Giants to Green Bay. The Eagles were in on McKinney. He chose Green Bay. No surprise there. You know why? Green Bay offered him $40 million more at a safety position. Now, you're telling me, even if you believe McKinney is a better safety than CJ GJ, is he $40 million better than CJ GJ? I don't think so. I just don't think so, that he makes that great of a difference when you're talking about the amount of money. So the Eagles weren't going to outbid Green Bay for Xavier McKinney for a safety. They weren't going to do that. They got a 26-year-old safety that they're familiar with for a reasonable price that they're willing to pay at $9 million a year, 3 years, $27 million. That's a good deal for the Eagles for a 26-year-old.
I would agree.
It's a good deal.
And they did spend a lot of money on Huff. I think just the question is, I think the question with all these guys is, CJGJ, does he stay on the field? Bryce mm-hmm. Huff,
right.
You know, is he a
three-down
player?
Yeah.
You know, all those questions. But we'll get answers soon enough.
Yeah.
And McKinney, I don't think you should overpay for a safety, but we were all just looking at their defensive secondary being we don't have any players.
And I wanted Xavier McKinney, but I didn't know he was going to get $67 million either. I say all of this to say they spent the majority of their money on re-signing their players. So based on what was available, who they signed, who they would have had to compete against to sign any of those other bigger names, dude, did I want those guys versus securing Mailata, Dickerson, Devontae Smith, and A.J. Brown? You have locked up your offense. That's where you spent your money at. Would you rather have one of these other defensive players, or would you rather put the money towards those guys and you continue to add younger players with high draft picks, not late draft picks you're trying to force on the field, high draft picks, and build your defense there where you don't have to worry about paying those guys for the next 3 years?
Yeah, I think the two questions on the receivers are the one about paying A.J. Brown. As far as talent and production, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think the question for me and everybody else was, if he and the quarterback won't talk to each other, that's going to be a problem. Mm-hmm. And then when you look at $50 million a year for your two receivers, and look, you know, we didn't talk to Howie about it. I don't understand the cap well enough to know that they can figure that out. I know that we've read a lot that, you know, Lurie is more willing to pay more upfront signing bonus money, which means that they don't have as much of a cap hit, you know, going forward. I think those are the only questions. I would love to have all those players,
yeah.
Especially, you know, as a hedge. I think when you talk about those playmakers with Jalen, you could look at it one way or the other. You could look at it as they're betting on Jalen. They're saying, look, we're giving you all of these weapons. Go score 40 points a game. You could also look at it as they're saying they're not so sure about what he is as a player. And if we surround him with enough talent, we look around the league and we see plenty of teams succeeding with quarterbacks that are maybe the 10th or 15th best quarterback in the NFL.
Right.
But they have a good enough team around them to be successful. We just saw one in the Super Bowl with it, you know. We saw the two opposite things in the Super Bowl. We saw one with a quarterback who was so outrageously good, he didn't need tons of weapons around him. And then we saw Brock Purdy, who knows, you know, played well, but is also has two great receivers,
yeah.
You know, and an amazing running back, too.
Yeah, and so. I'll tell you the great thing about Jalen's situation, as far as cap hits go, over the next year, two, even three, he's not even in the top 10 when it comes to cap hits, when it comes to quarterbacks in this league. Like, they structured that contract so well that they will be able to pay those wide receivers because they did give them the money up front versus what it's going to cost them against their cap moving forward.
Ken and Cinnamon, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. What a pleasure to talk to you today.
What's
you
up, Ken?
First of all, I think you guys did a good job interviewing Howie. Spike, I liked how you tried to subtly sneak the question in about who made the decision to draft Jalen Reagor, which is what I heard from the question that you asked about the decision making.
I really wasn't being that sneaky, I swear. I was. It was really just a process question. But if you want to take it as that and give me credit, I'll take it.
That's what I heard. So I think the Eagles are, you know, on the whole, better than they were last year, if only because they're younger, faster, and cheaper in the secondary than they were when the season ended. And that process had to start at some point, right, where you've got to get younger, cheaper, and if you can get more athletic in the process, that's good. The guy I'm least worried about, frankly, is Cam Jurgens. I think he's going to – physically, he can do all the things that Jason Kelce could do. They're very similar from an athletic perspective. And I just have confidence that Jason taught him how to prepare for an opponent, prepare for a game, watch film, all those things. Right guard, I wouldn't be surprised if Trevor Keegan can actually play his way onto the field. And I'm really looking forward to seeing him. Because that, and Ike, I know this is going to hurt you a little bit, but that Michigan offensive line, all five of those guys are going to play in the NFL at some point. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. But I think they definitely are better than they were at the end of the year last year. Like I said, if only because they're younger, faster, and cheaper back there than they were.
Yeah. Yeah, I tell you, nothing hurts more than watching them win a national championship. So, yeah, I'm with you there.
Yeah, and by the way, you take a player who performed like that in college at a big school, who's a full, you know, four-year starter.
All-conference player.
You expect him to be able to contribute right away.
Certainly not going to be afraid of the moment.
Yeah, that is a high floor player. I don't know what his ceiling is, but definitely high floor. What is your favorite rant of all time, Ken?
Come on. Did we quit when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
Hey, there we go. That is
there
a good
go.
One. That is a good one.
You've seen Animal House, right?
I have seen Animal
yes,
House.
Jack yeah. has not seen Animal House.
No.
Are we going to bring back for the summer the Millennial Movie Review?
Yes. I loved it. How'd you get out of that?
Phil season started.
Yeah.
See?
Well, hold on, man. I'm busy during Phil season, man. At the post game, you know.
No, you're right. You got games every night.
In non-days, I got to be first at 6, and then get home at 8. You know, it's a grind. It's
why?
A grind.
Where's your violin music now?
Not on me. Only on Spike.
Yeah. Speaking of Fritz, coming up next, and I heard we do have some great sound in the top 5 at 5 today, right?
Some great sound.
Some great sound.
Great sound.
So that is next.
Ike's going to hate it.
Oh,
but
really?
It's great. It's not of you. Relax.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Yeah.
But Ike's gonna hate it. But I promise you, everyone else will laugh.
Somebody farting?
No, I don't.
That's the only sound I was worried about of me. I'm like,
no. No more flatulence.
Okay.
Top or five fake flatulence.
Top 5 at 5 is next. The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.